And welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Dee Anderson.
I'm Laura Mangone.
And Rob Bell is here.
And it's a beautiful fall day.
Beautiful fall day.
It's crisp.
It's crisp.
Positively crisp.
I have boots on for the first time of the season. They're actually Annie's boots. Today is Annie's anniversary.
Oh,
she passed away 3 years ago today.
Oh, my God.
So I have her boots on.
Very nice.
I know.
Very nice. We got to get our tattoos.
I know.
I'm getting
I don't know when to go, though.
You know what I've decided in my tattoo? We are, folks, just for those just tuning in, we will talk about food. We swear to God.
Are you getting food for thought tattoos?
Swear to God. I know I'm not getting an FFT tattoo. Thank you. But I'm going to put it.
FFT.
No.
That could be misconstrued. You could do that in such a way.
But I was going to get a heart. And I'm thinking, and it's hard
with
to describe.
Your colon. Right.
With the shape on my hand, where I'm talking about it. So if you make a fist.
Oh, that's where you can make a little mouth.
Side of your hand.
Yeah, you put a little lips there.
And you could put like a kind of a heart would fit right there.
You're thinking of.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Senor Wences.
Senor Wences. It's not Topo Chico.
Senor Wences.
You guys, it's down here.
Yeah. She's going to make a Senor Wences on her hand.
Yeah. So it's going to have
what a bad idea
heart
that is.
With a semicolon.
An open heart with a semicolon, right?
As a suicide awareness statement with my brother's initials in it. What are you getting for Annie?
All of Annie's kids have, well, not all, two out of the three have hearts, which were the first tattoo that she ever got. Ryan has his on his rib cage. Molly has hers. No. Actually, they both kind of have them on the ribcage. Ryan's is
But they did this specifically for Mom.
A rose, yes, a rose.
Okay.
And I'm getting it right here. And it's going to be the same little rose that she had. And I'm going to put her little initials in it.
You got to initial it.
But I don't know when to do it because I've been wanting to do it for years. 3 years, specifically. Because you're not supposed to get it wet. And I swim 3 mornings a week.
Well, you're just going to have to wrap it up, girl.
No.
Or take a week off.
For how long? You can't get it wet.
No, like 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Take it off.
Yeah, until it completely heals.
Hmm. There's got to be a way.
And you see where I'm putting it? I'm putting it specifically over this. I don't know if
on
you
your
guys
wrist.
Can see. No, but there's a scar here from bechamel.
A bechamel scar.
We always know how to tie in.
Only real chefs have bechamel scars.
Exactly. When I was working at the Ritz-Carlton, this guy that was next to me, I was in the saucier on the main line in the main dining room, and this guy that was next to me was a freaking mess. He had shit all over his station. He was always spilling stuff and knocking stuff over. He was a mess. And I
That's
kept
me, Laura, by the way.
Repeatedly asking, can I... Chef, like, come mid service. Come look at this guy's station. It looks like a bomb has gone off. And one day he was making bechamel, and he had his roux, and he was slathering it and slapping it and making a big fucking mess. Pardon me, frittata mess, and a big clump of
roux,
hot scalded.
Ow.
You know, hot roux is.
It's hot butter and flour.
It's okay. Hot as blazes. It came flying over right here, and literally my hand,
melded to your hand.
No, my hand, like I got a giant blister,
mm-hmm.
like what you would see on the back of a.
You got a roux blister,
a third degree brain.
So it was from the roux, not the bechamel.
He had just started putting the milk in, and you know when that happens, when you put the milk in and it starts to splatter.
Yeah.
So it was the beginning of the bechamel.
I hate bechamel.
I'll show you in the light. I still have, I mean, this is...
I've had hot oil
this
splatter.
Is
That's
30,
pretty hurt. That leaves a mark.
36 years ago.
Really, Rob? Have you? Mm-hmm.
36 years ago.
36. So you're going to get a tattoo to cover it up.
Yeah.
Or as Rachel Ray says, I can't feel my fingertips. I can't feel my. All right, we get it. You're such a well-traveled chef that you can't. She's burned her hands so many times that she has no feeling in her fingertips.
All right,
like
well,
it's some like you. She's got a freaking purple heart.
You wouldn't burn your fingers. Yes, we have a little bit of desensitivity, but
I'm pretty sensitive. Unless you work in a commercial kitchen every day, you start to get that sensitivity back. I think, or unless it really goes all to scar. But
I don't know.
Anywho.
I have two fingers I can't feel because I cut the nerves in them.
Now.
Yikes.
You know what?
You need me to do, you know, pick up cut glass.
Use the index finger.
Yes.
I have, and again, we are going to continue to talk about food, but one thing I find really interesting is that the angry, the Democratic mob. I can't believe
they're sending
so
bombs
angry
now
that they're
to
sending bombs to themselves.
To themselves, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear Robert De Niro and Joe Biden just got one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we should make bets on who gets
it's just,
one next.
They're just doing that to make Trump look bad.
No.
What?
They're just making it to look Trump look bad.
Okay. So these are Trump haters?
These are Trump supporters. These are
Trump supporters.
Okay. Time out. Deirdre was being sarcastic.
So am I.
These are Trump supporters.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
I'm being sarcastic, too.
Anywho, yeah, very sad. I hope they find him because this is serious business.
You know what I think when I see it on the news? I'm like, oh, great. I got to go into the city today and I got to deal with this freaking traffic now.
Well, I think it's
The one question is, were these real? I mean, because I'm not sure, and maybe there's been some news since I looked at it, but they look like bombs. But are they actually,
actually
bombs that can go off? Do they have a detonator?
The shrapnel is glass.
Because that was a big question, whether they're just actual bombs or duds.
They actually said these are
Wow. Okay.
And the shrapnel is apparently dangerous. Glass, which I don't know if that's worse than nails.
Anything's bad.
I guess it would be bad.
Yeah.
But
not good. Not good.
Well, anyway, they were pretty inept about it, right? Because they found all of them.
I think it was
There might be more coming. The last two were just discovered in the last 12 hours.
Right.
So they could still be coming. Anyway, speaking of the city, how's that for a segue?
That's a good segue.
Love it.
Speaking of the city, mm-hmm. I am such a good little personal chef. Sometimes, like
how good a personal chef
you're going
are
to
you?
Heaven. Oh no, sorry, you're going to heaven because you do like trips to Guatemala and stuff. I'm going to heaven because I drive into the city on a Sunday to deliver my food for my clients who can't get it on a Monday.
That's good, girl.
Was that nice?
That's really
6 o'clock.
Well, you are being
six
paid.
O'clock on
you
a
you are being paid so.
On a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night.
Wow.
Good for
because
you.
Because.
Was it like last minute they decided they couldn't get it on Monday?
It was sort of last minute. Here's the thing. They're great clients. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. And I've been delivering to them. They travel a lot, so it's not every week. But maybe out of last year, probably 30 out of 52 weeks I delivered to them. And they're fantastic, and they never complain. If anything, they gush about how great it is. And the only thing after a year, and you know that when you get personal chef clients, they could be a giant pain in the ass.
Correct.
And they can be the pain in the ass forever. They can be a pain in the ass for a while until they settle down.
Just to clarify.
These people have never been. They always,
that's a good thing.
The only thing over the course of the year I discovered, they said, please, we're not that crazy about eggplant or spinach. That is the only thing I've heard in a year. So,
awesome.
They get special treatment.
I can agree with eggplant.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Okay. We're not acknowledging that.
For those of you who don't know, Rob has eggplant issues.
It's okay. You have mayonnaise issues.
No, I don't.
No, that was John.
I eat mayonnaise. That was Johnny.
That was Johnny.
I will actually have mayonnaise on this.
And Peter.
My brother, Peter. Both my brothers have issues with mayonnaise. But anyway.
Okay, back to your happy,
so this awesome
clients.
Couple who normally I have this, they're in the West Village, and they're on the fourth floor on a walk-up, which has never been my favorite part of the day.
Right.
Mm. Walking up with that cooler. Sometimes I actually, on the landings, I put it down. And I'm like,
Annie's daughters live in fifth and sixth floor walk-ups.
A lot of the village, and I've been told by the guy who runs the newspaper there.
They're pre-war buildings.
He said because the West Village has so many walk-ups, and it also has so, reduced rent or
rent-controlled?
Rent-controlled, that there's tons of elderly people in rent-controlled apartments who can't afford to go anywhere else because it's so much less,
right.
Who are virtually trapped in their apartments.
Yeah.
Because they can't go up,
groceries.
They can't negotiate the stairs.
No.
Yeah.
So I would love to do, again, just to put it out there to the universe, I'd love to be involved in some sort of volunteer way as long as I could afford to do it. If I, even if it means I just get to promote my
food
business.
Delivery.
to help with that in some way, food delivery or even just groceries, you know, or bring the groceries up and then maybe spend 5 minutes putting a few things together for them.
That's wonderful. Wouldn't it be worth it to the landlord to buy them out? Well, the guy that owns the building?
They try to. My aunt was in an apartment since 1956, and her rent was like nothing.
Like $100.
Not quite. A little bit more than that. But it was an apartment that, after she passed away and we got rid of the apartment, they now rent for like $3,000 a month.
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah. They.
But if you went to this elderly person who's trapped in their home and said, I'll pay you $100,000 to move.
No.
They won't move?
No, the landlords wouldn't do that. They're not going to do that.
I can't believe that they're still getting
in
New York City.
They're grandfathered in. They can't do it.
New York City, for one bedroom, it's like $3,000.
Yeah, easily.
$3,000 easily.
Depends on where you are. Well, depends on where you are.
But in the hottest areas, you know, maybe in Soho, you know, it's going to be the premium or West Village even. But I'm just shocked. So anyway, my client...
You're
fourth floor walk
up.
I'm schlepping up. So what I do is I bring up the cooler with all the ice packs in it. Mm-hmm. Then I have a big bag, a big black rectangular bag that is insulated that I bought just for them. Mm-hmm. And they keep it outside their door. And then I, because the first time I delivered to their first floor. The reason why I have to walk up four flights is somebody stole my freaking bag.
You left it in the foyer?
The foyer.
Right.
So that ever since then, I have to walk up. So I walk up, I kneel down, I take out all the old, because they give me back the containers.
So you put it in there and leave it there.
And then I put the food in, I put the ice packs in, I zipper it up.
Wow, you don't even have to talk to them.
Don't ever see them.
Well, they're not home, probably.
They're working.
Yeah.
I don't ever see them. But they can. The cool thing is they can get me in remotely. So I pull in my little cooler, I hit, you know, star and
whatever.
A few buttons.
Yeah.
Goes directly to his phone, and then he can buzz me in.
That's
from his phone, which has been so great. Well, we take it for granted because they moved. And now they have a slightly... It's bigger. I'm really happy for them because their little place was super tiny. This one is bigger. And I'm...
Are they now?
Three times... They're still in the Village, 2 blocks away. But they don't have the ability to buzz me up.
Right.
So they didn't know what to do. They were like, well, we need food. I'm sure they, if I said, look... When you figure this out, give me a call. But I need the money. I was like, well, I'll do whatever you need to do. So we did. I came in on a Sunday. They could only meet me at 6. They told us they were going to be late, which I was freaking out. You know, I don't want to be in the city unless I'm doing something fun in the evening on a Sunday. So I get to I'll talk about the food experience at the restaurant after this because we're running out of time. But we get to the other apartment. And it's also fourth floor walk up. They don't have the ability to get me in. The client, I didn't realize I was standing at the door, and I turn around, and there's my client, who I haven't seen in a year. And he opens his arms. He's like, Deirdre, you know, big hugs. And it's like, this is why I come in for these people. Like, what kind of client? They're just awesome.
That's awesome.
And so, and he insisted that because he was there, he's like, I'm carrying this up today. You know, they're just so sweet.
That's
probably
great.
Like 30. Early 30s, maybe he's 35.
That's great.
So yeah, I will do that. But eventually, we have to figure out something because I can't keep coming in on Sundays. But so maybe I will. We have 3 minutes. So the restaurant we went to before, because we were killing time, we were going to do a Groupon Uptown. I bought the Groupon for this like wine bar, and it was one of these, you know, dinner for two, including a bottle of wine and 2 drinks for like $30.
What? Where?
It's like, I got to look at my phone. I'll talk about it next segment. It's in my Groupons, but it's like, it's in the upper, I think it's like 91st Street and 2nd Avenue, something like that. And so I got the Groupon and I got the
I never
spot
used
hero.
Groupon.
I got a $10 spot hero spot in a garage. $40 we're going to spend. So even though I'm working, and but we'll make a little bit of fun out of it, and we're not going to spend a lot of money. And then I realized, wait a minute, it's going to take me like potentially an hour and a half
to
get from 91st down to 10th. It can. And so all of a sudden we realized, all right, let's just go in a little later. Mm-hmm. We went in a little later, and we go to this restaurant, and lo and behold, on the menu is burrata.
Okay.
And so naturally,
I've got you
addicted. Can you get to remind the audience what that is?
Okay, burrata is.
I can't believe you.
You have to remind the audience.
I know, but we have new listeners. Burrata is a homemade mozzarella, in which the center of it is a different consistency. It's
curds that have cream in it.
Curds that have cream in it.
So it's soft.
It's very soft. So the outer layer of the burrata
is fresh mozzarella.
Is fresh mozzarella, and you can. It's very obvious the difference in consistencies on the. Mm-hmm. What I'm noticing too is how thick that outer layer is changes dramatically from where.
Well, it depends on who makes it and how.
Right,
you know, or their dexterity.
What
level.
Do you consider an appropriate thickness of the mozzarella?
I like it. Thin, personally.
Me too. But, and the innards.
The one, remember when I made the one with the wild mushrooms? That was not thin. That was like thick.
That was
the
thick. Yeah. And then the interior, it almost has a slight sour taste to it. So it adds a complexity to the mutz, which I think is fantastic.
So you had it?
We had it. I swear to God, there are certain things in the world that I can't not eat. Like if I...
There's a whole list of those things that I can't
it's
not.
It's like
eat.
If I were,
if it's available, you have to eat that.
If I was, what's his name? Jamal Khashoggi. And they were tortured. They were cutting off my fingers. Oh my God. I'd be with the other hand.
Do we have to do that?
With the burrata shoving it in my face.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
It would get your mind off of things.
I can't not eat it.
Okay. Bad example, but I gotcha. Was it good?
It was awesome. And it had this little like balsamic drizzle, very simple, over greens with a few tomatoes. I mean, but the thing of it is, how much time do we have?
4 seconds.
Oh, shoot. All right, we're out of time.
We have to get back to this story.
We're out of time. When we come back, I'm going to sum up the dinner at who knows what the restaurant was. I don't know the name of it, but it was in the West Village.
We'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-644-5944 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-644-5944. That's 1-800-644-5944. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7 1-855-398-1754. 1-855-398-1754. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all...
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now. Call 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921.
And And welcome back to Food for Thought.
We're back. Tell us about where was the, you so said it the was restaurant. 91st and 2nd.
Well, this is the Groupon. I forgot to look it up. Can you look up my Groupons?
I don't know what a Groupon.
Listen,
I've
never used a Groupon.
Never used a Groupon?
No.
I
can tell you what you shouldn't do with Groupons, what I did, which is to see bargains and buy them for later and then kind of store them. I did that for a while, and I spent hundreds of dollars on Groupons I never used. And then they expire, but they're still worth what you paid for than they claim. But then you try to use them, and the people are like, this is a year old. You know what I mean? You get all kinds of crap from the vendors.
Well, if it has an expiration date on it, you need to use it.
No, because it never expires. The amount you pay for it never expires. That's the reason why you buy it.
Here's the place.
Even if you don't get the discount.
So
1742 Wine Bar.
1742 Wine Bar. You can get a Groupon for $30, dinner for two, bottle of wine, and two drinks.
Regularly what?
About dinner.
Regularly like 100 and something.
Wow, that's a huge discount. Usually it's not that much.
Yeah. There's a slogan that somebody came out with, Groupon, destroying businesses one at a time. Because I don't know how, but when you get to the point where you're doing Groupons...
You're desperate.
You're pretty goddamn desperate.
I would think so.
Yeah. Well, you're just trying to stay afloat. You've got to get to your break even point, no matter what it is. So even if I don't make anything on this couple,
well, the pasta with shrimp looks delicious.
Yeah, sometimes they're not bad. So
how
I wind up now. This is why I got the Groupon. I was reminded. Now we didn't go to the Groupon place. We went to this little place. Now, mind you, the burrata was
fantastic.
No, we didn't because it was going to take too much time.
It was too far away.
It's 91st to get down to 10.
I need to go up the FDR.
We take the subway.
Yes, but I have done it many times, and
not on a Sunday night, it wouldn't be.
You never know. You never know. And I didn't want to be in a position where all of a sudden I'm trying to get downtown and I can't. Right. So I hate that.
Oh, then normally never mind. I was asking you what you had there.
Normally, on the FDR or the West Side Highway, it's 30 minutes, right?
With no half hour.
To get. But it can be an hour.
It could be,
there
were
traffic.
It could be 3 hours.
Right.
It could be.
So I just didn't want on a Sunday night to be like, oh my God, I can't get to the clients till 8 and I'm going to be pissed off. So we decided to go locally. Right. Well, burrata was wonderful, right? We also had a chicken nachos, which I have to say was not too bad. And we get nachos all the time because they're cheap and we almost always hate them.
Were the toppings dispersed nicely?
The toppings were,
chips?
It was a little bit of a mountain, but not a giant mountain. It was a little mini mountain, but they were careful to put stuff
inside.
Oh, so as they built those layers, there were things on each little layer and nicely seasoned kind of Mexican.
But it was white meat.
It was white meat. I don't even like meat in nachos, but this is the
way. Me neither. I don't.
I like cheese nachos.
I like beef. Or short ribs.
You like short ribs?
Yeah.
You like short ribs?
So we had the burrata and we had the.
I like meat.
The chicken app and two drinks. $75.
Wow.
That's a lot.
The apps were.
Two drinks each.
Yeah.
So it was mostly the liquor.
Can you go back for your $30 Groupon?
Yeah, I can. I think I lost my spot, hero.
It's $10 a drink times four. That's $40 right there.
Parking spot.
Yeah, I think that my the cheapest glass of wine on the menu is I think about 12. So yeah, if it's 24
so
for my
wine, it's liquor. $50 for the liquor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what happens.
Which and that's I guess we just drink too much because that's why. BYOBs are so much more attractive to me because I hate when my liquor bill is more than my food. It's embarrassing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we went to this other, but we still had time to kill. A block away.
Another bar?
Another bar a block away. Now, mind you, after we just spent our, now I have to admit that I was about to do something naughty, but I went out. Side, they had all their tables set up, even though it was freezing and no one was sitting there. Right. And I sat down and I smoked a cigarette. Got kicked out. You mean I just spent $75 in your place?
Did you say that? You should have said that.
And there's no one sitting out here. I was asked to leave the space where I was.
You should have said, "Excuse me, I just spent $75."
Yeah, you didn't say I just spent $75.
They sit while I'm doing.
Their policy is, I'm sure, that for even for their outdoor seating, a lot of outdoor seating
can't smoke.
Smoke there.
Right.
Which I understand.
Because New York, you can't smoke anywhere.
Yeah, but there's freezing cold and no one's there.
You guys,
like,
if
the second anyone comes, I'll be...
If there was anyone sitting out there, I wouldn't have done it. Because I know how people are. And I don't like to smell it if I'm eating. I really don't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody out there. So we, you know, all right, we're kicked out. So now we've got to walk. So we're walking. Of course, we made it one block. We're like, you want to go to another bar? I was like, yeah, whatever. So
it was freezing?
It was cold. Yeah. We didn't feel like
windy,
walking.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You know, God forbid we stop and have a cup of coffee, but, you know, there was another bar. So we go into the other bar. This bar, $7 glass of wine.
What does Don drink?
Beer.
Beer.
Was it better wine? Same or?
Same. Well, and I always...
It's jug wine for
$7. Like to do, when I go out I'll say, let's have another drink. I only had one. And he says, honey, you had two. And I said, yeah, but when you think of the glasses of wine that I pour for myself at home... Two at a restaurant equals one.
He was one. He was one goldfish bowl at home.
And he bought that?
He laughed.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, the next place, the wine was $7.
Right.
So anyway.
Anyhow.
Yeah, but there's wine in this wine.
Can we, we're going to talk about the Thumbtack event, but can we, because I need to take a break from overtaking the conversation. Can you talk about your role, your awesome.
You want out for a minute? Catch
well,
your breath?
It's not that I want to. I just want to be fair.
I made a delicious thing the other day. So my grandmother, Katie, actually came from her mother, my great-grandmother, Adelaide, whom I was named after, makes this delicious filling that all of my family knows.
Wait, is Adelaide your first name?
My middle name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Addie. And it was my mom's name, Addie.
Right.
Although no one ever hears my middle name because now my maiden name has become my middle name, which I kind of hate, but you know how I used to do
You're
that.
A hyphenator?
No, I'm not a hyphenator, but back in the day, your maiden name became your middle name, not hyphenated. Oh. Just
Really?
Yes. 90% of the population
of course.
Women that got married between 1975 and 1900. And even
well,
now, people do
What if you get
it?
Divorced, like me?
Then it's your option.
You just get rid of your last name if you want. Well, my sister got divorced, and she still has her married name because it was
my ex.
Yeah, but business. Does she use her maiden name?
My first wife still has last name.
It's not that I use it or write it. It's just my middle initial has now become my maiden name initial.
No, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well,
but anyway,
it's pretty commonplace.
Anyway, what was the
it's
original story?
The original story is my grandmother's Christmas ravioli filling.
Wait, I have a pasta question. Tell this, but just remind me. I have a pasta question.
I will remind you. So our my entire family and for generations before us would, for Christmas dinner, make Christmas ravioli, quote unquote. And the filling of that ravioli is beef and pork and spinach, cheese, and eggs, and some other little things that are, you know, inconsequential for this conversation. So my mom would periodically make this filling, aside from when we make it for Christmas ravioli, which to this day we have that for Christmas dinner. Mm-hmm. Everyone in my family, my sister-in-laws make it for my brothers. My mom would make the same filling and spread it in a breast of veal and roll it and roast it. Delicious. Mm. So what I started doing is making sheets of pasta, pretty large sheets of pasta, almost like double the size of a phyllo dough.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe 20 inches by 20 inches. I do it on a sheet pan, so it's easily maneuvered. So make giant sheets of pasta. I make this filling and I put it in there and then I roll the pasta sheet up like a jelly roll. And tie it and wrap it in cheesecloth. And then I cook it in a fish poacher, you know, a big giant fish poacher. And when it's done, I slice it and serve it with marinara.
There's egg and ragout in the filling, right?
There's no ragoutta.
No.
There's egg.
Egg, yes, no ragout.
Beef, ground veal, sometimes ground pork. My mom would do a little bit of both. spinach, a ton of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, some eggs, salt, pepper, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
And then what do you do? Slice it and serve it.
And I would slice the roll and serve it with marinara.
Marinara. Sounds delish.
Gonna bring you some, but there wasn't any left. We ate it all.
Oh, man.
It was that good.
I will make it another time.
I might have even eaten it.
And the kale chips that you didn't bring.
Well, you know why? Because the pasta is very thin around the exterior. You even while you're doing it, you can kind of unroll it if you didn't want that part of it. I've seen that done where you unroll the pasta.
Well,
really good.
Here's my pasta question. Mm-hmm. I have a new client and they're really into, and I get so sick of hearing this expression. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say it, even though it just irks me every time I hear it. We really like to eat clean. Mm-hmm. I'm just like,
clean.
Clean.
People use it as an adjective now.
What does that mean?
Clean eaters.
It means not a lot of crap.
Not processed food.
Oh, okay.
Healthy.
Organic.
It could.
But I think some people are saying it, they're not
low
necessarily.
Low fat, low carb, you know, no.
Wholesome.
All right, I get it. And I get it. I get it. Like, I'm in menopause, people. I'm 20 pounds overweight. I get
how we try to,
you know, just hang on to our sense of self by eating good things. Like, I get it. But is whole wheat pasta better for you?
Well, it's not white flour or semolina.
Probably.
But
better for, I think better is a subjective question.
I think they're just
if you're eliminating white flour in your diet, yes. It's whole wheat flour.
Why?
Why?
The answer to me.
Because some people just don't want white flour in their diets
because
any longer.
And I believe the theory is that white flour literally binds fat to your cells.
I've heard that.
It's a binding. Mm-hmm. It binds fat to your cells.
That's the gluten,
it's also,
isn't it?
Highly processed.
Is it the gluten?
It's
I'm not sure.
Processed more than whole wheat flour.
All right. Well,
right. They take the nutrients out of the white flour.
I think that people are. I feel like saying, you know, you're going to die of something else. Just have some pasta for freak's sake.
People have their
everything in moderation.
I mean, it's okay. And the pasta is not even like, pasta is something they eat once in a blue moon. This is not like, just if you're going to have it once in a blue moon, that's how you control your diet. Don't have it every day.
You know? Everybody's different. Everybody does.
So I use the regular pasta because it was they wanted a meat lasagna, but can you do it because they eat clean? They want it done with whole wheat pasta and low-fat cheese.
And whole grain pasta has less calories.
How many less? Can you look that up?
One cup of regular pasta provides 221 calories, while one cup of whole grain is only 174.
Wow.
So it's 50 calorie difference.
Okay.
Per one cup.
That's a third of a glass of wine right there.
I mean, that's
whole
not
grain
enough.
Pasta has more undigestible fiber.
Uh-huh.
So you're working
to just digest it. You're working.
Okay.
I mean, okay. But I'm saying that my point being that I never eat pasta. But if Laura brings over, the roll that you talked about with the Christmas ravioli filling, I'm going to eat it because I don't eat pasta all the time. And there have been times with sweets and stuff where you see me have one bite, but you know, I just don't get it. So I had to text her back.
You pretty much eat clean.
The client is always right.
The client also, and I have to talk to her about this, but she's got it in her head that ShopRite sucks.
Why?
Because she's from a different part of the state than I am.
Well, so probably her ShopRite sucks.
Okay, so when I
think
left,
we are very, very lucky. Flemington ShopRite
is the best.
And the Lawrenceville ShopRite.
They're awesome.
I mean, it says it on the building, and I know it sounds retarded, but it's It says the world-class ShopRite, and they are good. We have like organic stuff that nobody has. I just bought these like incredible hot sauces from Ecuador that nobody
has. Ecuador, interesting.
They have an entire kosher section. I mean, we are very lucky. So I get that.
So she's telling you where to go, which supermarket probably, to go to?
Yeah.
No. That's not.
So ShopRite's probably like.
Guess where she wants me to go.
Where?
I think we should give it a new name. Whole Foods is not.
Whole paycheck.
How about Whole Paycheck?
That's what they call it. It's Whole Paycheck.
Whole Paycheck.
That's what people call it.
And can you increase the price to cover the additional expense?
She's paying for groceries, so she's willing to pay for it. But for me, the nearest Whole Foods to me is an hour away.
Yeah.
Well, that's what people call it.
Right.
There's one Whole Paycheck. If you want me to go for you.
But I feel like I now have to defend because I brought my receipts and I made the mistake. I didn't buy because I was in a rush. I bought the pre-chopped vegetables. Like I've got cauliflower and Brussels sprouts all cut up. Mm. It's expensive, but it's so easy when you go to roast them. You dump them in and they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Not organic. So there were certain things that I'm sure we're picking up from the receipt.
Right.
Which, are we out of time again?
Yeah, we got a better.
Getting there.
Holy shiitake. We have Alsatian sauerkraut soup to talk about.
We have food to talk about.
We have the Thumbtack event. We have the beer tasting. Oh my God. All right. We'll be right back. Hurry up.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-418-0534. 800-418-0534. 800-418-0534. Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-359-9116 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116.
Welcome back to Food for Thought.
We're back.
Back.
All right, we're like the music was abbreviated on that.
Yeah, because I'm going to get right into the show.
Okay, man, so much.
I'm going to waste time with the music.
He can feel our impatience.
Thumbtack.
Go.
Rob and I are going to have
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I'm going to sit back and listen just like you happy listeners.
Okay. Can I just tell you my argument for those of you who don't
can
know?
Can I preface this with Deirdre gets a lot of her business from a company named Thumbtack.
Yes.
You saved my job.
Life. It saved my life for the past few
years. And she talked me into doing it for my video production company, and I get like zero work out
and
of it.
And I think you did it wrong.
And the people that I have been hired by were a-holes.
Okay.
All right.
One of them shafted me out of paying me the balance that they owed me.
I've never had a bad I don't think I've ever had
one of them was the Nicaraguan scheme to take my money. I remember you told that one. But this is thumbtack.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe you need to let the professional look at your thumbtack ad and have her help you.
That's why we should go tonight.
Sure. You could review
this resource
tonight in New York City. If there's not too many bombs, we're going to go into the thumbtack event. Meet the actual corporate thumbtack people. Here's the thing. Okay, I want to give you an example of how it doesn't work. When I first started doing it, you can set your parameters, like for your settings, for what requests client. You want to see.
Right.
And I learned right away, get rid of the people who want a wedding for $10 a head.
Exactly.
Because believe it or not,
you got to set your parameters.
There's a people out there where I feel like going, a wedding?
Yeah. I get them on Eventective all the time. $15 per person maximum for a wedding.
It's called get a 6-foot hoagie, you know? Don't call a caterer. So what I did was I went in and I got rid of, it got complicated though because now...
They've changed the parameter.
So many times, people weren't listing budgets for a while.
Right. Then, right now, they're not listing budgets.
So I couldn't even filter.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Because
if you notice, they don't do that anymore. It lasted like a month.
They're still doing it for video production. They don't list how much they want
to
pay.
You have to redo
but it costs you money to apply to see if they want a job.
Well, I don't think you should be going to this event. You shouldn't be going to this.
I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
You're going to get thrown out.
No, but I think if it were my company, this is exactly what I want to hear. How do we address the person that's not successful with it? And here's the thing.
I agree
I kept changing my profile. I kept changing my settings. Mm-hmm. At one point, I got rid of when I wanted to focus on personal chef clients. I got rid of all the other categories. I got rid of weddings, events, blah, blah, blah. Only had personal chef clients. But then I'm getting people who are looking for personal chef for a one-time thing.
Right.
No, a personal chef is someone who comes on with some regularity.
Repeat business.
So then the guy talked me through it. I called customer service. He goes, go to your settings.
So do
go
this.
To your travel preferences. And then when it says... How many times a week? I didn't even realize
three
there was
times
a setting.
A week, four times a week,
there
not
was a
just
setting.
Once. Right.
So I was able to get rid of the one time only people. Right. All of a sudden, 90% of my requests are gone, but I'm getting all I see in my inbox
are quality.
Quality leads. Now the challenge is, once I tell them how much it costs, because. Mm-hmm. 90% of them don't want you once they find out how much it costs.
There's no parameter that you can then list in your description saying you can expect to pay this or that.
Well, that's what they also...
You could do that.
Talk to them tonight because what they're wanting people to do now is to fine-tune your profile so that you can give folks a sense of what you're going to charge them so that nobody's wasting time. I really think that their ultimate goal is to have the professionals happy.
No, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. That doesn't work because they only know about you when you apply to that job. There's no independent. You can't look at the vendors.
Too. No, they can look at you.
No, they can't. They say, I have a job. And then you apply to it and you pay to apply to the job. And then they see what you're doing.
They're changing that, I think. And that's another thing I want to find out tonight because
they can't look at. Time out. So they're not seeing the three times a week or once a week?
They cannot peruse the professionals.
But you just said that you changed a parameter that's once a week to three times a week.
Right, but that must be something that they're saying they need.
The client puts out a request, and with frequency, it'll say once a week, once a month, or
so
just
that
once.
So that information will be on the initial
profile?
That's on their profile. Not your vendor.
That's my settings.
Right.
Right.
So I'm not getting requests from people that want a one-time thing for a personal chef.
Right.
I do want that for people that want catering. But for personal chef work, I am targeting. People that want stuff every single week.
I get
week,
it. I'm just surprised that they can't see,
Eventually with the
guideline for, although in our industry, that's hard to do because they could want, shrimp and lobster. Meanwhile, you're quoting it's going to be approximately this much for a cocktail party.
Right. I think they are changing it, though, which could be the end of me.
I stopped applying for it. It's just a waste of money.
Okay. There was a video. Here's my other argument. Then we're going to not spend any more time on this. There was a guy on the video on, you know, YouTube. Mm-hmm. I looked it up. He was had a bad experience with Thumbtack. And he was just going to trash Thumbtack. Mm-hmm. So this guy's going on and on. I forget his business. He's either a DJ or he's whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's going on and on. He's like, you know, I sent out all these quotes. You know, I'm giving him like the best price on the planet. Okay. And I get nothing after, you know, 3 months. I mean, this is a scam. These people, like, he was.
That's accusing, the way I feel about it.
He was accusing Thumbtack of being a scam.
I think they make up the jobs.
Rob, hello.
To get your money.
This is how she's been earning her living for the past 5 years.
I know, but you're in a different job category. I'm talking about the entertainment.
I think it's all dependent on how your settings are.
Yes.
Yes.
And what I wanted to say to this guy, I wanted to jump through the screen and go, dude.
Set up.
Do
your,
you realize
set up your profile
when you
correctly.
Lowball everybody that a lot of them are dismissing you because you're not going to be good enough?
Right. Did you tell him that? You should have.
He's on YouTube. I can't yell into the video.
You can make, you put a comment.
Make a comment.
Right. But I have had, and I was lucky enough to get this feedback because I didn't even realize it. Mm-hmm. But I have had more than one prospect say to me, just to be transparent here, because they know what it's like to have a business. Right. And they know that you need this information. They said, I'm contacting you and the other guy that I'm talking to, mm-hmm. you guys were the highest. Right. Out of five bids, right. you were the highest. Now, the only reason is that I, you know, love talking to you and you sound great. The only reason I wanted to look at multiples is I want to make sure I'm getting the industry standard. I don't want to be right. ripped off, but I want the best. Mm-hmm. And so my clients tend to choose me because I charge more. Rob, I only started charging my real worth 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the moment I started charging my real worth, I started to get work. Doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose a lot. There's mm-hmm. plenty of people there. Look, there's plenty of bottom feeders that want the cheapest shit they can get.
Right.
But I don't want those people.
I don't either.
And I think you need to work on your profile.
You need to look at your settings.
But, you know, time and time again, I'm like, you know, give me a call for free. You know, let's talk about your project. You know, I'm not going to charge you anything. You know,
well,
I'll give you a...
There's got to be something.
They don't bother to call me.
Okay, but there's something. There's something
they don't
in
call
your
me.
Settings, maybe looking at it as a layperson who is not in
They don't respond. They don't
industry.
Do nothing.
We can read it and
now,
read through the lines and see
what happens. Yeah, or it could just be someone who works at Thumbtack who just makes up stuff. And, of course, they have nothing to
not
say.
Making
it
up
could,
stuff.
It could be a typo. It could be as much as a typo that someone's saying, oh, look, this guy didn't spell this right. I don't want him working on my job.
No, well, you know, I'm very good at spelling, so there's no typos.
I'm just saying,
Rob,
let someone else's eyes look at it.
The other thing is there's a change now. I used to pay for every quote I send.
Yeah, I used to do that.
That's over.
I know. Then you tell them what your budget is. That went through that. What's your budget? How much do you want to spend a month? So, I don't know, $100. Well, for $100, you only can do maybe 2.5-3 proposals. And I'm like, that's fine with that. I'm talking to a machine because I don't get any response out
of
these
all,
anyway.
You don't have to talk to a machine. They have customer service. You can have
But then
someone.
They stop telling how much they want to pay. That's where we're at now. They don't even tell you how much they want to pay.
All right, can we talk about my Alsatian sauerkraut?
Yes, let's get off of it.
All right, guys.
Not a fan.
All right, it's awesome.
You can agree to disagree about Thumbtack, and you should not be going to this reception.
No.
He's going to get himself
well,
thrown
I will
out.
Well, I will tell them, just so they have the feedback, that I've got a... You're not the only one. My friend Lisa, photographer, same thing.
Doesn't like
Okay,
it.
And see, wanted, and I Lisa's will. A really good photographer, so...
Yeah, and I, what I want
to
say to them
to
is that I have other
worth.
Friends.
It's just... It's not working for you.
And for the video, there's no weight to limit, like, you know, because I don't want to constantly be bothered with people who want to pay $50 to shoot a wedding. I don't want to hear from them.
So
and there's
you
no way
don't
to
have to.
There's no way to edit them out. Yes, on the video, there is no way.
Yes, there is. That's what Deirdre's telling you. There's settings that you can say.
You're not doing it right.
I don't think they're paying a lot of attention to video because they do. It says the category is weddings and specials or something like that. I don't even want to do weddings. I don't do weddings. So I got to read through all of these weddings to get to a regular video.
You can make your own category.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you can.
Not in Thumbtack. You can make
I think that weddings should be its own category because most videos are weddings. They're one-shot deals.
Yeah, you can only add a category, but I have no control. I have to choose from what their categories are. Like, I would love it to create a small dinner party category, but they don't have that. So mine are under weddings and events.
Exactly.
I don't want to do weddings or events. I want to do little dinner parties.
So that would be my main thing. They should have more categories, more specific categories.
Well, if I go by myself, I will tell them all of this. Can I tell you about my Alsatian sauerkraut soup?
Yes.
Okay. It's really awesome. You guys are going to be drooling when you hear this.
Okay. I'm drooling now. Go for it.
Okay. Bacon.
Got me a bacon.
Yes. Bacon.
Say no more. I love it.
So you cook the bacon, then you take the bacon out, and then the fat.
Is there fennel or caraway seeds?
How did you know? Was that the Alsatian part?
Because I love them both in sauerkraut. My mother always puts that.
Okay. So in the bacon fat, you saute onions,
yeah,
and the sauerkraut. So you rinse off the sauerkraut, and you take the onions and the sauerkraut, and you kind of brown it in the bacon fat, and then you put in your caraway seeds, your vinegar.
You have to have seeds.
Your beef stock and vinegar, and you simmer it and
put that.
Boy, is that delicious!
And then you brown some center cut pork chops.
Mm. Well, this is just the soup. Yeah.
I know, but do that and put that over that.
So now what? Because it's cold, you're making the soup?
My German client wants the pork in that. Remember the book, the German cookbook with all the post-its all over it?
Yes.
Remember?
You don't remember?
The German client gave me the cookbook with about 4,000 post-its on it.
I don't think you listened to our program, Rob.
Remember the whole
on the program.
Incident?
We had a
conversation.
Okay.
Remember the goulash fiasco?
Hungarians?
What are you smoking for breakfast?
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
All right. Beer tasting. We got 4 minutes. Let's go.
It's just, that I really like beer. And the Founders Brewery is because very high
reputation. I think that might,
reputation.
That might have to be
understatement of the century?
The promo for today's show. I really like beer.
Well, me and Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh like beer.
I like
a lot.
Beer. I drank a lot of beer.
I like beer. You like beer?
Well, you know what? The first thing I thought when he said that, I'll bet you like shitty beer. You jerk.
He's a Budweiser man.
Yeah. Anyway, go.
Well, but anyway, I really like when you taste different kinds of different beers, and the beers were fabulous. I have no problem with the beers. They're like, rum barrel and whiskey barrel and heavy stouts and really delicious. But they're supposed to give you something to eat with it.
Right.
But with each dish that kind of goes with it.
Pairing.
So if I'm paying $60, $57.50.
For what? What's that covering?
Basically 5, maybe 6 ounce glasses of beer and some hors d'oeuvres to go with each glass.
Hors d'oeuvres should be significant then.
They should be good.
That's expensive. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so first thing, I go into this restaurant. It's right in New Hope. I'm not going to see what it is. But they're like, the lady says, you're really not going to get very much food with this. So here's the dinner menu. Like if you want to order dinner. And I'm like, I just paid $60
for a tasting,
for a 2 hour beer tasting with appetizers. Sake,
that should have been like you were. It was your birthday too.
It was. Well, that's why I went.
So you wanted it to be special.
Tell us the food that was served.
Right. So the first thing they served was one chicken wing. Two pieces.
Yes.
Wow.
Which was fried with like super sweet
Thai.
But it was like fried too much. It was like overfried. Mm-hmm. So it was like crunchy.
Ugh, that's my worst.
Black and
wing.
Black. It was overcooked. It was overcooked.
Laura loves that kind.
I love crispy chicken.
But it was too, you know what I mean? It was.
You like with the batter and the.
No bleh. Batter. He didn't say batter.
It had a lot of batter.
No, I didn't
and the chicken
batter.
Was the batter. Chicken was overcooked. It's not
okay.
juicy at all.
I did not hear
you know what I mean?
Batter.
It's too much.
All right. Okay. One. What else?
With the super sweet, okay. sticky stuff.
What else?
Then, yeah, we got 1 minute left. Then other things they had was like a potato knish.
Yeah.
Which was like really bland.
All right.
Then the third thing they made was one. They took like a rye bread sandwich and they cut it into quarters. And you got one quarter.
Oh.
And inside of it, it was a hot slice of apple and bacon piece.
What?
That was the actual thing. And then for the last one, they gave me a chocolate.
Apple, bacon.
Okay. Okay. This is a brewery?
No, it's not. It's a high-end restaurant.
It's
New Hope.
A high-end restaurant that I have gone to on numerous occasions, and their food is lovely.
I know you guys can't see this
out there,
but my jaw is dropped.
Right.
Dropped. What the thing?
Maybe they really, you know, want you to buy dinner there. So they weren't going to give you good...
It would be a perfect intro. Have somebody spend $60.
Yeah.
Spend, you know, a nice couple of hours. If you were with two people, that would have been $120.
Right. For okay. 30 ounces of
and
beer.
Have,
I mean, six ounces times five.
It's wonderful, like the place in the Japanese place, like little two-bite things that are exploding with flavor.
So
F
that
them.
You say, oh, my gosh, we have to stay for
right,
dinner.
Right. We've got to go for dinner next time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Idiots.
We're out of time.
We're out of time, and I'm mad at this place.
We started mad, and we're ending mad.
I know. All right.
All right.
Come back next week on Food for Thought.
We'll talk about food next week, we promise.
We promise. No bombs.
Have a good weekend.